Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi. This is Pia Barancini, and welcome to Everything is the Best, the podcast where I get vulnerable and make others do it with me. The goal here is to deep dive into interesting people's journeys, finding common denominators, and hopefully making you feel not so alone. So let's laugh, let's cry, and let's get inspired to live our best lives.
My heart is pounding. I'm like emotional. I'm so excited to meet you.
Where are you?
I live in Pasadena. But I lived in the city. I went to Parsons and I lived in the city for 10 years. And I miss it all the time. I'm on a campaign to move back. My husband says that.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we're thinking here that it's getting cold and we don't want to be at all. Trust me. It's, you know, that time of the year where it's too challenging. We have enough challenges. I don't need the weather to be, so what did you study in Parsons?
I did the design and management program.
And did you pursue that?
Yeah, I'm doing exactly what I studied, which I think is extremely rare. But I went to the city. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I obviously knew that I loved fashion and I just wanted to know the whole kit and caboodle. So that program was actually perfect for me in terms of understanding like product development. And I had one teacher that was so cool. Like I took classes like The Death of Cool and I wrote papers about Levi's. And like, you know, it was just like a young 18-year-old's dream. And now I have a clothing brand and multiple, you know, my husband has a luxury menswear brand and I have a entry price point contemporary brand and I'm wearing your pants right now.
Oh, good.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, you're like, I'm just honored. I couldn't even believe that you agreed to talk to me because I couldn't because, I mean, I've been wearing your clothes most of my life and now more than ever, I really like, you know, my body is, I just had a baby 6 months ago and my body is like, not where it used to be. And what's funny is my mom just turned 73 and my father passed away 3 years ago. And she just kind of got over the hump. Like, I think she's now realizing that she could have a whole other life, that her life isn't ending, that it's really just the beginning. And she has this really cute little petite frame that I don't have. And she's like, okay, I think I need more clothes. And I just went, we should just only buy Norma Kamali. And we like went on to Forward and we bought, I mean, I got her like 12 things. Because also your price points are so affordable.
That's the point. You know, we just did a photo shoot for summer pre-fall and I hired two really gorgeous, besides my cast of characters and some other younger girls, I hired two gray-haired, gorgeous women. And one of them, both of them are fantastic, but one of them is Giselle from the 90s. And she is gorgeous and Avedon and Penn and everything. She was like beyond, like a piece of architecture. And she retired and she moved to Hawaii and was thriving in Hawaii and decided to come back she's writing a book and doing some other projects. So we were the first ones that she worked with as a model in all this time. And she was off the charts. And I have girls that are great, and they just looked at her and they said,
oh my God.
Oh yeah. She just killed it. And it proved on both of them that the clothes looked very different on the 19-year-old that we had and the 25-year-old models we have. And, you know, I have a variety of looks. Some of them are covered with tattoos, some of them are not. And then having these two other women were exactly the answer to what you just told your mother. I'm 76, I wear my clothes, but the bulk of my customer base is like 25 to 45. That's the core. That's mm-hmm. where we really, that's the spot. But it does spread out and it can go up to, you know, my age, depending on the person. And it's the spirit. I'm really convinced it's the spirit in that we all have, right? So, you know, women, young women in your age group who their spirit died, like it died and they never resuscitated it. And there are women my age and older who have an intense spirit that's not, obviously your mother decided to keep her spirit and bring it back to life. And that's the key to what you're wearing, how you want to express yourself. It's really expressing your spirit. And so I recognize that women either have a spirit or they don't. And if it's in the sort of the lane I travel in, then the age is really irrelevant. It's more the way you style it and how you wear it.
Of course, because you're also using... Essentially, I mean, you're doing, when I went to school and studied graphic design, I remember always thinking to myself, what's the most intense way that I can communicate with the least amount of work possible, right? Like that's always, if I can use a bold font or create a font and lay it out in this interesting way, you know, very like Saul Bass kind of ask. And you do that with clothing. You do simple lines in a beautiful way and gorgeous shapes that require someone who has an essence about them almost, you know what I mean? Like you, if you're like dead and you know, if you have like, if you're like a walking around with like no oomph in your step, like nothing's going to look good on you. But like truly, I mean, I got shot for Elle magazine when I was right before I met my husband. And it was like this, you know, top 10 singles thing. And I wore you're the like sleep bag puffer coat as a dress off the shoulder.
I love it. I love it. That's
and that
great.
Was
what's
my,
time,
I was.
What time are you? What time are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Really? You know, the majority of the sign that has the largest amount of people in my company is Scorpio.
What are you?
Cancer. There's a lot of water going on here.
My daughter was a Gemini, but I was dying for her to be a Cancer or a Taurus.
What's her birthday?
June 8th.
So I had a dog for 18 years. He dies. And I thought, you know, I love dachshunds, but they can be tough. They're like, you know, the tough little dogs to break into. And so I thought, I'd like the universe to bring me a sweet little Cancer. And so I reached out, I put the word out to breeders. I'd love that, you know, an end of June birthday would be really good on this. So I get a call. There's a chocolate male dachshund. It's like chocolate. This is great. It's different. It'll be different. I can definitely go there. And he's born in June. Perfect. June 15th. The guy I'm with, June 12th.
No.
So, yes.
We just can't put the pressure on ourselves to, you know, go to work every day, be a good family member, hang out with our friends, be a good partner, blah, 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 blah. Deal with our childhood trauma, deal with current trauma. on our own. It's impossible. And you shouldn't ever feel like you don't have help, because there are resources. And that is why I'm such a huge fan of BetterHelp, because it's quick. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Literally, you can start communicating in under 48 hours. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so it is incredibly convenient. You don't need to get in your car. You don't need to drive somewhere. You don't need to test out multiple therapists, because you can switch them so easy. You're not limited to people in your area. It is brilliant. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Send a message to your counselor at any time and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in a waiting room or leave your house. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can find the particular expertise that you require in every category. I mean, depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, grief, self-esteem, trauma. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable. You can just check out the testimonials that they post daily on their site. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Pia. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that is betterhelp, HELP.com/Pia.
Hey, this is Alexis Haynes. Join me every Monday for a new episode of my podcast, Recovering from Reality. Whether you're on the road to recovery, seeking self-care techniques for surviving the capitalist machine, or just need a moment to remember that you're not alone in your loneliness, I'm here to deliver intimate conversations and expert insights to empower you on the road towards authentic wellness. So, are you ready to recover from reality?
I had 4 women in my life that I had kind of like a weird, interesting, not super, just like a touch and go kind of, like one of those, my grandmother, who's so tough, like Italian American, just like tough. They're all Geminis. And it took me so long to get pregnant. And then it happened by accident because I stopped trying. And she came on a night that was no intention other than to love my husband. We can see after 2 years of doing all the things. And I was like, shit, there's a Gemini. I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. And then I was like, it's a Gemini. And then she's my little soul person who's here.
I mean, talk about energized and excitement. And so that's what I have. You have a Gemini and I have little Wally Kamali Gemini. And let me tell you, it's not boring.
So you grew up in this, have you ever lived outside of the city at all, or you've just been there your whole life?
I was born in New York Hospital. I'm a New Yorker through and through. There was a period of time in the 60s when I was going to London, and it was so great and really connect with London, the personality of the Brits. I connect with the fashion. It's always sort of a little eccentric, but very sober at the same time. I think if you define my clothes, it sounds like a Brit. So I thought, and then I met a guy and he asked me if I wanted to move in with him. And I thought, and he was great, part of what was going on at the time. And I literally came home and packed. And then I unpacked and I never did the big move. And I always thought, well, how am I not going to be in New York? I mean, how can I not be here? As much as I love London and I love the Brits and everything that's British, I couldn't give it up.
How old were you when you started the first round with your ex, when you had the store?
So we started, it was a transition. So I graduated FIT. I went on a job interview. I wanted to be a fashion illustrator, an obnoxious Garmento with his feet up on his desk eating a tuna sandwich interviewed me. and when he asked me to turn around for him, I just sort of, I turned around and I was so humiliated that I did that. But I wanted the job and I thought, I don't know. And then I just ran out crying and I just told my mother I didn't get the job. And I looked in the New York Times, which was where you found a job at the time. And there was a job in the office at Northwest Orient Airlines. And I had zero office skills. As you can imagine, if you went to Parsons, office skills is not.
No, my extracurricular skills was like waitressing and partying.
Exactly. So, but I don't know why they hired me, and they did. And so I worked at an airline behind a computer in the 60s. So that was, you know, 63, 64. And then I started traveling to London every weekend for a $29 round trip. So I was able to be there.
No way.
Way. $29 round trip. I was in London every weekend, long weekend, from Thursday night to Monday morning. And then, so I started bringing clothes back. So by 1967, we had already opened the store. And so that was it. I was in it. And, you know, I was born in 45. So I was 22, 23.
It's unbelievable. I don't even know. I like want to ask you everything. Like, I don't even know what to ask. Like, you saw New York through everything. Like, the 60s, 70s, 90s, like 9/11, like you doing a research, like you post 9/11 opening up, you know, realizing that people needed to be more healthy and connected to their bodies. I mean, it makes me emotional to speak to you because you're just like a pillar of like everything that quintessentially represents like the best city in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you must have stories that would just blow people's minds. I'm like, what's your favorite decade in the city? Like,
well, you know, it's interesting because so much of my life really has to do with being in the right place at the right time and not really like being in London during that time or living with one of the owners of Studio 54 before, you know, and I never went. And so it's sort of my life is in this thing straight through even to now where things are happening. And New York is my home base. And New York has also gone through many highs and lows. The 70s were very tragic in New York. And we're having another, you know, you guys in on the West Coast are experiencing some of the same stuff we're experiencing. And it's not pretty. And it's painful, but we're ready for change. And I guess when everybody is upset enough, we'll have change. So I'm experiencing New York as part of the story of my, it's sort of the line that the thread that goes through. And there are lots of stories. A lot of my stories have to do with fashion, music, and the celebrities that I've worked with and sort of my personal evolution as a woman, as an entrepreneur, and having my own business for 53 years without partners is pretty amazing, especially when I never thought of myself as a business person. But you learn that learning about business is as creative as learning about fashion and creativity. So my story really is a New York story, but it's also encompasses everything that, oh my God, my dog just ate one of my sketches. There we go.
You're still sketching all the time, aren't you?
I am.
It must be like a tick for you where you're just constantly.
You can't see, but it's here.
Look at your croaky shapes. Look how beautiful they are.
That's like my I do it as sort of notes. Like this is the way I take my notes.
That was the hardest class for me was fashion illustration.
That's really
Yeah, because I get so, my like biggest insecurity is like a blank piece of paper. Like I can design stuff super quickly. I can tell someone, I can say, oh, we need to do this shoulder. We have to do this. Like I'm really good at doing that. And I've been doing it, you know, 10 years now. So I feel confident and I know what will sell for my girl totally. But if you give me, it's been an insecurity of mine since I was little. I oil painted when I was young. And then all of a sudden it became really hard for me. Like a blank piece of paper that I had to put something right. on is like, so it's my practice that I have to do it more now, of course.
I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite products that we have in this house. It's called Ember, and it was a gift from a friend last year. And then it broke, and my mom was devastated. And we just got another one, and I'll tell you why she was so obsessed. So Ember is a design-led temperature and control brand and technology platform whose mission is to revolutionize the way people drink, eat, and live. Ember is a smart mug, and it allows you to set an exact drinking temperature so your coffee is never too hot or too cold. That's right. You set the temperature and it keeps your coffee or tea or whatever not too hot and not too cold. So say goodbye to microwaving your coffee. Ember's award-winning smart mug allows users to set and maintain the preferred drinking temperature from 120 to 145 degrees for hot beverages, ensuring a perfect cup of coffee or tea or whatever from first sip to the last drop. I'll tell you why this has been revolutionary in our house. My mother has to have a coffee with milk every morning. It's her thing. She then leaves the coffee cup around the house and then forgets about it and then microwaves the coffee and then forgets to take it out of the microwave. And we hear the microwave ding, ding, ding forever. And it has been the bane of us living together for 3 years until we got the Ember. I mean, it's just a fabulous upgraded at-home coffee experience. Ember Mug integrates with Apple HealthKit to promote an awareness of your health and how much caffeine is consumed daily. Head to ember.com/best for 10% off for first-time purchasers. Order early for holiday delivery. This is the best deal you will find on these products this season. Make sure you order early to ensure holiday delivery.
Wait, so what neighborhood do you live in now?
Well, I live in the West Village, and I moved downtown probably when meatpacking was still meat. And I lived in the first refrigeration building that got renovated. Let's just say it was very colorful and interesting. but I love being by the river. I love, you know, I just love everything about that part of Manhattan. And then I moved further down towards the West Village, further from meatpacking, but not that far. And I've lived down there since 1980, and I love it.
Oh, wow. In the same building or just the same neighborhood?
Oh, no. We definitely
moved up building.
And actually, the apartment I had in the refrigeration building was amazing because it was just a big loft, and I tore down all the walls, and I had a great view of the river. I still have a really great view of the river. It's really very important for me to see water and feel, you know, and the sunset. So that makes the city spectacular for me.
Nothing is better than a beautiful, we just went to New York. It was my 35th birthday. And I was like, I just want to go to the city for like four. And I want to stay at the Bowery. And I just want to walk around and eat and run into my friends. And because usually I'm always there for work and it's so chaotic. We just spent one night. I was like, I just want to like, let's just walk over to the West Village. And we just walked around and looked into a, you know, we went to, I was like, can we go to Corner Bistro? Like, you know, just all like the cheesy, felt like a little tourist again. But
yeah.
But it's there. The energy, I love being able in the creepiest way, like seeing other people's homes and how they live in the city. It's such a community-based place. And I'm like missing it so much now more than ever because I mean, I live in the house I grew up in Pasadena. I'm in like a suburb and I'm in a beautiful house and it's so great. But you know, I think we're going to, like, we need to open up a store there so we can go back and forth. Because, yeah, it is hard in the winter. It's hard enough to live there already. But I can't imagine my daughter not knowing how to confidently walk around the streets of New York City. It was my happiest 10 years of my life was being
I agree. And you know what? She'll Gemini will love it because they need to be around people and they need to interact. So yeah, a suburb for her will definitely wear thin.
So also, by the way, I've been looking at your I feel so, I'm in such a funk because I just had a baby. And so I like look at your Instagram all the time and I'm like, okay, now she's doing the splits. Okay, now I make olive oil popcorn. And it's so funny. I'm like, look at, like, I mean, it must be unbelievable to you at, like, I don't want to say at your age because that sounds so demeaning, but like truly you're like my health icon at this point. I mean, my husband and I also make olive oil. So we share that device. Yeah, we make, he's from Sicily.
Oh, you're kidding.
So we make it in Sicily.
Oh, because I have a great olive oil story.
I know.
During 9/11 at the World Series, you know, where Bush came and that whole thing. And so I was an incredible Yankee fan at the time. For like 11 years, I was just like addicted to Yankee baseball. And so I was at the World Series with Ian Schrager and another friend.
You guys being best friends is like the most iconic New York friendship of all time.
And it's great. It's great. And anyway, on the other side of me are these guys and they're very rowdy and fun. And so one of the guys says, you know, what's your name? And then I said, well, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Barcelona. I was in finance. I just sold my whatever. And I want to bring the best olive oil in the world to the States. And I said, you're kidding. I'm obsessed with olive oil. I get olive oil from everywhere, olive oil products. I was brought up on olive oil. And so we had a great conversation. And in the World Series, you stay in the same seats the whole time. So it's a series. So every day, we would have this continuing conversation. So finally, he said, you know, I am going to start my search in March. And, you know, so it was like September, obviously. And if you want to come with me, I think it could be a lot of fun. And I said, well, I am the least spontaneous person on the planet. I have a company, right? I'm like, I'm going to go off looking for olive oil. Are you crazy? And so he contacted me in March and I was like, yeah, okay, we'll go. And I went. And we were very serious about the search. So we visited, first of all, we went to all the food shows and everywhere and did that level. Then we went to different shows in different countries. So whether it's Italy or Spain or France or wherever, we were there. And then we started to go to regional shows and tasted oils there. And then we picked our favorites of the regionals. And then we went to the local competitions where, so we dug down to these areas that we felt had really good oil. And we visited lots of orchards, met tons of people in Sicily too. In fact, I met amazing women in Sicily who were making great products. And in any case, we then would go to Milan to get bottles and to do packaging and then come back. And before you know it, we had a company that we called Olive You. Mm-hmm. And it became the whole beginning of how the Wellness Cafe came together too. Olive oil was a very core product and it still is. I have a very good olive oil. This harvest was amazing. I'm sure you have your harvest from Sicily now. The harvest I have, one of my favorite is actually from France. It's amazing.
Oh, cool.
Amazing. A lot of it because of the finishing. And, you know, the French are just unbelievable about whatever it is they do, and this is just amazing. So I have an exclusive for us, for the company, and I have a personal exclusive too, one that I know wouldn't be commercially accepted, but I'm such an olive oil freak that
I know people get it. Ours is bright green, and of course has the little, you know, the spice from the antioxidants, and people are like, what is this? And I'm like, it's nectar of the god. It's a gift to your body. Take a shot of it in the morning. Like my husband's late mother, when we went to Sicily, if ever I had, you know, she could tell my stomach was hurting, she would just give me a shot of olive oil.
Do you have an olive tree on your property?
We have lots of them, but not the big, you know, I want one. You can't get, you know, I'm not going to uproot a 1,000-year-old tree, but where our property is cut. When I moved in, my dad was sick for a long time and kind of let the landscaping was their thing. And it kind of, you know, went, so I took out a lot of kind of cheesy plants that they had, and I put olive trees everywhere.
There's good nothing. Energy. It's good energy, good vibes. It's, to me, I think when I visualize total peace, happiness, zen, it's like dancing in an olive orchard. To me, I'm very serious. It to me is just
that. I'm laughing because the photos on our Instagram for the olive oil is like, there's photos of my husband and I just like kissing in the orchard. It's just heaven on earth.
As a PCOS sufferer, getting my period every month is messy. Ugh, sorry for the overshare. It's messy and it's time consuming. And there are often times where my period will come early or late. And like, maybe I don't have oftentimes any tampons left. And it's like a disaster. But listen, if you want a product that is, you know, good for the environment, works with your lifestyle, then you have to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside of your body. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much as 3 super tampons. It's not a cup. It's better than a tampon. It's unlike any other product you've ever seen before. Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex. Isn't that wild? Your white sheets will thank you. Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So yes, you can consider using Flex, your environmental good deed. And if you want to go zero waste, this is my favorite option, then pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated #1. The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. So it's super easy and you already know how to use it. It's disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. It's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts for years. I was telling all my girlfriends at a wine bar last night about the fact that I will never go back to using tampons again. The Flex Cup website also has helpful videos and in-depth diagrams. The Instagram has GIFs. There are Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process, so you'll never go back to products from the past once you try Flex. Say goodbye to cramps and put back sex on the table and lend Mother Nature a hand at the same time. Go to flexfix.com/best and use code BEST for 20% off the Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup plus free shipping in the US. That's code BEST at Flex, F-L-E-X, Fitz, FITS.com/best.
So I want to know about the Wellness Cafe. I would love for our listeners to know about it so they can go experience it. And then I really want to know what like your kind of like day-to-day life and schedule is. Very curious about how you balance everything.
So the Wellness Cafe obviously started after 9/11, and the purpose was to present concepts and ideas and products that would reinforce the immune system, because friends of mine were dying of AIDS, and that began my search for a healthy lifestyle to understand why their immune system was compromised, what you could do to protect it. And that was my initial goal. So for years before I opened the Wellness Cafe, I had incredible mentors like Andrew Weil and a ton of amazing people. And I studied it quietly. People had no idea that I was doing this, but I would come to either California or Arizona, New Mexico, and spend time learning about everything that had to do with healthy lifestyle. And then I brought that to the Wellness Cafe, and people came out of the woodwork. A lot of people thought I was just nuts and crazy, but then a lot of people came out of the woodwork who were practicing a lot of these things that are commonplace now that everybody talks
about. It's funny now how things that, but my boss when I was 25 was secretly going uptown to this guy and giving herself coffee enemas and doing this and that. And everyone was like, "You're weird. What are you doing?" As we're like smoking and drinking. And she's like, "Just wait." And now it's all normal. Thank God. People want to feel good.
Yeah. And we have no choice because every day that goes by, there's another layer of stress. And your baby is, I believe, children that are born now are almost like aliens. They have to be ready for 20 years from now. And you can just imagine 20 years from now is not going to be anything like what we know. It's going to be very, very different. And so they're already programmed to be different. You can tell when you look at your baby, I'm sure, that this baby is way ahead of what
way babies, ahead.
Right? They're a whole other species. Seriously.
It's honestly a little alarming. I didn't think
but it's important. It's important to get prepared. But we need as much support with practices and lifestyle behavior that will help us through this stressful time. And so fast forward to now where, yes, finally, everybody sort of got it. But what happens is then the pendulum goes over here and there's a new product a minute that's going to change your life, right? And quite frankly, that's not true. And a lot of it is how can we make money at this trend? There's a lot of people who analyze a trend, look at data, create products to fit into that. And all of that is good. However, my belief, going back to our conversation about olive oil, my belief is that the ingredients that are timeless in our world are the ingredients that are always going to do the job. So the ingredients in products and the practices that are timeless, like meditation and like the traditional simple workouts, you know, yoga, Pilates, you know, they're simple food behavior, healthy, plant-based, everything is simple. And the less complicated, the longer that will be part of your life. You'll be loyal to things that work and that are simple. And the more kind of concocted they are and the more promises there are, the less loyal you'll be to them because then there's going to be something else better, right? Down right away. And so because I need to know about everything that's going on, I check everything out, but I always go back to the tried and true. I know the results I see over and over. There is no reason to walk away from something that's timeless and that works. So in fact, the creams, the moisturizer I have is something I discovered going to the olive orchards. It's the lime water and the oil mixed together that creates, here's acid and oil and acid. You put them together, the third evolution of it is this liniment that is extraordinary. And it just is the best moisturizer I've ever tried. And I try everything over and over. And I mean, for
where do we get that?
It's on my website.
It's on the site.
Yeah. It's called Soft. Right. And it's fantastic.
And you've been using that for how, you said 20 years?
Yeah. Wow. Now it's, 22 years coming up.
Well, I'll do whatever you're doing because you're,
but I'm also consuming olive oil every day. And so it's always not just what you put on your skin, but it's also what you're consuming, as you know.
Yeah.
But there are also things that you just had a baby. Your hormones have to be like,
it's a mess. Right? Yeah.
And so for women, the fluctuation of hormone, whether it's through puberty, through childbirth, and then through menopause, I mean, it's this roller coaster of hormonal activity. Mm-hmm. That is so much a part of what we deal with, not only emotionally, but physically, what mm-hmm. we feel and how we sort of interpret what's going on. Hormones are very powerful, but people tend to not pay as much attention to how lifestyle, whether it's the food you're eating, the exercise, the habits you have are affected by your hormones. So the combination of, if you're going through excessive hormonal activity, whether it's high or low, and you're drinking alcohol, well, you're crazy. It's like, you can't do that. You just can't do that. Because alcohol, it sort of activates hormone activity too. So why would you compound that? A lot of people don't know it. People think, oh, I have a glass of wine, it'll chill me out, I'll feel better. Well, not if you're going through menopause, not if you just had a baby, not if, so there are so many things that we all can do just by knowing better. So the Wellness Cafe also has a lot of podcasts that I've done interviewing people about aging or about healthy lifestyle or just other women entrepreneurs. But a lot of information comes through scientists and people who really study information. And for me, I'm always curious about hormones, even though at 76, hormones really are not like, oh, thank God, mm-hmm. I don't have that over and out. But it's still something I think about, because as you get older, your bones are critically important to your health, right? And to your health and well-being. So for me, I constantly have to think about my bones. And so hormones, bones, all of it is still always part of the conversation. And I think for women to ignore the fact that hormones from puberty to even postmenopause are an active participant in your daily life, mm-hmm. we know it. We kind of want to ignore it. But when it's in the intense, like you must be feeling, of this intense extreme, you're very aware of it. Yeah. But it never goes away until postmenopause, when you can finally say, thank you, God.
Well, most women have had symptoms of a hormone imbalance most of their life and are given birth control as teenagers, and now are dealing with waking, infertility, irregular periods. I mean, I just found out after I gave birth that I have PCOS. Nobody looked for that.
Really?
And now it all makes sense. Yeah, crazy periods for 2 weeks bleeding uncontrollably. I got my period when I was 10. So I've been dealing with a major hormone imbalance for 25 years. and so now I'm finally getting to the bottom of it, of course. But, I'm
yeah, I'm in the most miserable place I've pretty much ever been.
Yeah, no, it's huge. And menopause is so major, but you know, it's part of the evolution of a woman. And I think once you get through menopause, there's a clarity. First of all, it's important. All of these highs and lows, I know they're horrible and they sound terrible, but there's a way to mitigate the intensity of them. If you think about exercise, as soon as you feel like you can exercise, as soon as you feel like you can get down to a diet, that's really going to be the biggest aid, the biggest support for you. You can soften it. You can make it, you can really control some of the intensity of it. In fact, a lot of it. But the menopause is really a very interesting, the timing of menopause and the timing of how we age, right? So I'm a believer in aging with power. I talk about it all the time. It's in my book. It's all part of the dialogue I have with women to say, don't be afraid of aging. Just try to be as healthy as you can. So when you age, you look age appropriate, but you look like the healthiest version of yourself. And that's not necessarily saying to look youthful. It's just to look good, right? And yeah. But as you go through your 40s into mid-40s, late-40s, there's a lot of transitioning. There's a lot of, you know, you go in your 40s, you determine, you have established your worth. You can literally cash in on your brand. It's the time you do it. Yes. But it's also, you may be at a position where you're making the most money in the company. And so you can get aged out of your job. You can get aged out of the marriage. You can get aged out. And that is part of life, right? That's part of life. It may not be that way for everyone, but once you, and you're going through menopause at the same time. So this is a huge kind of lots going on. That cleanse, that experience, however dynamic it may be for each person, when you get to 50 and you no longer have to really worry about the hormonal craziness, and you can do whatever you want, you have the rest of your life, which is a big, long time, right? For now we can live and we can be healthy. Look at what your dream is. And now it's about you, not caring, giving to other people all the time, worrying about, you know, everybody in the family and being responsible for all of those things. And all of a sudden, guess what? Nope. It's all about you, what you want, and how you live the rest of your life. And so this whole process is very interesting, but the misunderstanding or the lack of information about the hormonal roller coaster is really neglect. And it's something women need to talk about more and need to find the ways to mitigate the intensity of the highs and lows.
That's not how doctors operate. So you really have to be your own advocate for all of this. And so, well, I mean, thank God there's resources like you, because I also think about this for my daughter's name is Carmela. I think about this for her. She's not going to have to go through what I went through, feeling so sick and shamed at 14 and in high school. And she's going to have so many resources now. Outside of them having to be little aliens, you're right, because she is of a different...
No, they're amazing, because if you look at them, I remember babies drooling and their heads sort of flopping around, and they're like...
Yeah, Carmela does not do that.
They're looking at you, and they're like, yeah, you want to tell me what's on your mind, but they're ready to have... They're checking out everything. They totally... are so present. It's really, really fascinating.
People notice that when we take her out places, they'll say, gosh, she's really observant. She doesn't cry. She's just watching stuff. She cries. She gets fussy. She cries only when she wants to go to sleep, and then she'll put herself to sleep pretty quickly. Or if she's staying stagnant, she wants to keep looking at stuff in a cool way. But that doesn't mean I have to walk her around. I don't want to be one of those moms like, I don't bounce her. I don't do that. I'll like set her in the front of a window and she'll peacefully by herself observe outside for up to an hour. It's very cool.
Our next sponsor has a product that I have literally been using every day for over a year. I started taking Athletic Greens because I just felt like I wasn't sure I was getting the nutrition I needed, no matter how healthy I ate. And I wanted something I could do first thing in the morning to jumpstart my day. So even if I ate bad later in the day or whatever, I knew that I started my day correctly. So what is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and my favorite adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things. That's why, you know, I wake up in the morning, I add a big fat scoop to just room temperature water, and I throw it in Davide smoothies when I can. What's great, great, great about it is it's really lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it works with your diet. It also contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. I mean, tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. And that's the easiest thing to do that is just by drinking Athletic Greens. Isn't that awesome? It costs you less than $3 a day. So you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him over $100 a day. So let me tell you, this stuff is affordable. It's delicious. There's not one bad thing you can say about it. And it has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Hello. Right now, it is time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-boosting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/best4. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/best and the number 4 to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Okay, what are your daily, what are you, what's the first thing you drink in the morning? I just want to know what your routine is.
I have routines, but they change. They change seasonally. You know, what I like in the winter is very different from what I like in the summer. The constants are in the morning, I usually like whatever time of the year is, I usually like something warm, and it could be a variety of things. It could be as simple as lemon ginger water, hot lemon ginger water. It could be a number of things, but I wake up very early. I wake up at 5. And I really take the time to do meditation. I've been doing an active meditation in the mornings that I really like a lot, because it sort of, I can clear my head, but I also am sort of heating up my body at the same time in a very gentle way. I love it a lot. I have been spending around 20 to 30 minutes every morning on that. And I find it really important. I started doing the active meditation like 10 to 15 minutes. And then it made me feel so good that I just want to do more. And then I'm super busy, super, super busy. So try to make sure I'm aware of the time I'm going to start eating if I'm on a fast, which could be typically a daily fast that maybe ends at noon or 11 o'clock, and then try to be aware of what I'm going to eat in during the day. Sometimes plan it so I don't have to think about it because I'm so busy, because if I don't, then I end up not eating, which is terrible. So I really, really try to focus what I'm going to eat and when I'm going to eat. And then exercise is critical for me.
You exercise every day, right?
I do. But last week, we launched the collection. Wally had been neutered. We neutered Wally. And that was a little traumatic.
Yeah, of course, for everybody.
As he chewed the cone right off his head. So, so I didn't have a chance to really exercise every day. So this weekend, I really felt like I just needed to indulge. So yesterday, I did 3 classes. And the day before, I did 2. And I was thinking today, I can't breathe in. I have to confess, I love it. I love being in classes. I love being around people who are really into their whatever workout is or whatever their practice is. So that's really important for me. I have a lot of energy, and if I don't take it down, I'm like, you know, I can keep doing lots of different things. So I have to literally, I tire myself out, but then I feel very powerful from the strength I feel from working out. Today, I feel like, what would you like me to lift for you? I want this table over there. Okay, I can take it right over. So I feel very strong today.
Cool.
Even though I can't breathe in because my ribs are.
I was going to say, did you do like a bunch of Pilates?
Do you know Physique 57?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I did a fantastic class they have that's core, which is really, really intense. And so I started with a core class. And then I went to another place and I did yoga. And I did another kind of sort of stretch workout that was really good that I hadn't done before. I also like gyrokinesis a lot. So trying to get, a lot of the studios closed, obviously. And gyrokinesis doesn't have a lot of studios, but there's one here that's back up. So I'm going to go back to doing that. So exercise and then really thinking about the foods that I need. So like I said, my bones are really the focus for me. So calcium intake, iron intake through food is the best thing for me to do. And so I've incorporated some new foods into my diet that I wasn't eating, that I did some research on and found that they are very helpful for calcium intake, and figs are. And so I've been chopping them up and putting them in different things, and they're really good.
I love figs.
One fig goes a long way. 2 figs, it's like you can get a sugar high on.
We have fig trees on our property, and in the morning. Yeah, and what's cute is they're from clippings from a fig tree that was my mom's fig tree. Like from the house she grew up. And now they're these big, beautiful trees. So when they come, like we'll see them budding and we get so excited. And when I was going to the office, I would literally pull out of the driveway and open my window and grab like 3 figs. And that would be my breakfast.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's so good. They're very, very nutritious. There's a lot of good value. So, and they're great in salads too.
Yes. They're great. And I'm like 80%. Very much. We make our own food. I eat so clean. I go to the farmer's market every Thursday. You know, I've been in
And then the 20% of me is just like, I love like a martini and French fries and a cigarette. Like, it's so bad.
No.
I know. But it just really just has to be. And I know I'm doing sober January because, you know, like I love to have a glass of wine, but I'm like, I can't get my hormones in balance unless I really like cleanse myself of the boot, you know. But my husband's my husband's like off the boat from Italy. So I'll watch him eating pasta or he smokes his cigar. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, we live longer than any of you. So how are you going to tell me not to smoke my cigar? Leave me alone. And I'm like, we're not in Italy. We're in America. And by the way, like, you know, and this is like also where I want to ask you, because we do know that our stressors and our work stressors are one of the hardest things that our bodies are having to go through. And so, you know, when he was working at Brunello Cucinelli, like he had 3 coffee breaks a day and was done with work at 5. And now, you know, he didn't get home we run our own business. He didn't get home till 11 o'clock the other day and he left at 7 in the morning.
That's right.
So we're not in Italy, you know, like it's.
No. And you're worried on Sunday night about what you got to do Monday. So
always.
It's very different. People think that when you have your own business that it's peaches, it's great.
No, it's worse.
But you never there's a lot of, you know, balance, imbalance, and you never are not engaged in what you need to do and what you are doing. It is always part of it.
How does your team have everything set up for you? Because you are doing such a seamless job of like modern day promotions. Like you do podcasts and your Instagram is beautiful and charming and like well curated. And that's a whole new thing for all of us the last 10 years that we've had to add into everything. So I'm curious how you have everything set up so you're not feeling the effects of that stress of work. You know, it must be weird.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you are all the time.
I'm constantly, I mean, that's why meditation and working out and Thai massage and acupuncture. I mean, as hard as I work, I am very consciously aware of the fact that I don't have a choice. I need to include these things in my life so that I can be balanced or as balanced as I can possibly be at that time. But it makes a big difference for me when I have acupuncture, makes a big difference when I have a Thai massage, which I love. And meditation is definitely, unless you totally find a way to do meditation, and it's different for everyone. I've been known to go in the ladies' room here at work when it's stressful and turn the light off, put the toilet seat down, and just let that wash stress kind of just filter out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not going to sleep at night. I'm going to, the stress will layer and layer and layer. And by the time you try to put your head on the pillow, there's no way you can sleep if you have all of that festering inside of you. So things happen throughout the day that you can't control, but you can control how you react to them. And that's very, very, very important. And again, another underrated conversation that's meaningful for everyone, because whether you're listening to the news and you see stuff happening that it's never happened before, and what's going to go on, and how are we going to deal with this? If my family's safe, is everybody going to be okay? What's happening with the economy? What's happening with China? Are we going to be able to work with China? What's happening everywhere? So we're constantly barraged with news, and then there's family news and friends news, and then there's the internal process that the mental and the spiritual and emotional experience that we all have. So there's a lot going on right now, and the more tools you have to sort of diffuse mm-hmm. all of this, the better. And it's not even a choice to do it. It's you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it. There's no, well, think about this. You might like it. No, actually, I think you need to start today. And this is what you got to do. And mm-hmm. and start now, because time's a wasting. If you don't take care of yourself right now, the result of not taking care of yourself will affect your sleep tonight, how you feel tomorrow. So there is a sense of urgency towards figuring out how to diffuse the extraordinary amount of stress we're all experiencing.
I had that conversation with my husband the other day because it started getting to him. And I said, we are at a point in our lives, especially with a child, that without, you know, you're not expected to have all the tools in your toolbox. And this is all practice. And we need an active practice to get at least stay aligned with it. So right now we're under it. We don't need to always be over it, but we need to be managing it. And we need to do it as like a team. We're very well connected and in a good, I know that you found your soulmate as well at a different, you know, part of your life, but I was lucky that I found mine earlier, but my dad passed away. So I feel like I had like an angel helping with that.
You probably did.
And his mom passed away too. So we had a double family of angels behind it. Yeah. It was like we have a lot of help from the other side. That's not normal for someone.
It's good. And it's good that you're aware of it, because they're probably around you and
all the time
being supported. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Maybe them can get him to get the cigar out.
My dad was a big ex-football playing dentist artist who chain smoked. His cigar's not going anywhere. There's a few things I can't. No. I'm not going to get rid of the pasta. I'm not going to get rid of the cigar. I'm not going to get rid of the vintage car. Those are his.
No, I'm and you know what? It's all worth it, because you know, if you have a soulmate, you're very lucky.
We're thankful for each other every day. I'm very lucky. Thank you so much. This has just been a complete honor. I moved to New York to want to be like, and I mean, oh my God, it was like, and then I saw that that Sarah Jessica Parker wore the dress and I was like, God, like what a New York moment. Like Sarah Jessica Parker wearing Norma Kamali.
It's very funny. It was really very nice. That dress sort of, it's been the last couple of years that dress just keeps selling and selling and selling.
That dress and the bathing suit, that one piece bathing suit.
It's crazy, but there you go. And so it was really nice. And then Miley Cyrus wore it on Saturday Night Live. So it's like mm-hmm. the dress is on a train going down the track and it's on its own.
By the way, that dress is like $195.
It's great. It's great.
It's these pants and especially with my weight, I can't get my body back. These pants are every day my husband's like, you should get another pair of those pants. I'm like, I might. Okay.
Good move.
Well, thank you again so much. Yeah. I mean, I'm honored. Thank you. You too.
Take care of yourself.
You
Take
too. Care. Bye. Bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at @PiaBarancini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.